This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1380. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded November 1st, the demise of Delano and other changes at Voice of America, more new schedules from Europe and Asia, and for Africa, Egypt's new maritime frequencies, Thailand direct to North America, New Zealand to Scotland on medium wave, and the propagation outlook. Early on UT October 28th, the final words were spoken on the Delano, California transmitter of the Voice of America. But the words were not from Washington, and they were not in English. They were in Thai, as the schedule worked out. The relay of Radio Thailand at 0200 to 0330 on 5890 kHz. The English broadcast was at 0200, followed by an hour of Thai, but there were problems with the audio cutting in and out, including long pauses with no audio at all. And in fact, that's what happened at 0327. Someone talking in Thai simply cut off, and then the transmitter was turned off a couple of minutes later, presumably for the very last time. More later about what's become of Radio Thailand. There had been another relay of Thailand via Greenville at midnight 30 to 0200 on the same frequency, but that one was turned immediately over to the VOA Spanish service, which happened to be at the very same time. New frequencies for that, plus 5890 or 5940 and 9885, now all of them from the only remaining VOA or IBB transmitter on shortwave in the U.S., Greenville, North Carolina. The Spanish service, however, is being reduced. Besides the cancellation of Buenas Noches America after 46 years, the transmission will be for only 1 hour at midnight 30 UT most days, but extended until 0200 only on UT Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. I listened to the farewell broadcast for Buenas Noches America, and it turns out there will still be a program of that name, but on weekends only, and it will be new and improved. Or as they put it, more dynamic, time not mentioned, but I suppose that may be at 0130 UT Mondays when the transmission is extended. Furthermore, there's a new weekday broadcast of 15 minutes in Spanish starting November 5th at 2300 UT. On two of the same frequencies, 5890 and 9885, it's called Crónicas del Día. I also see on some advance schedules a morning broadcast of 15 minutes being added the same day, Monday through Friday, at 1400. It's on 11840 and 17565. I'm not sure yet whether that one is also in Spanish. During the A season, the VOA Music Hour at 2100 UT via Greenville was on 15445, but now in the B season, it's changed to 15580. That means it puts a very big signal off the back here in central North America, although it's aimed eastward toward Africa. For example, on Mondays, it's American Gold. On Wednesdays, Classic Rock. On certain days, 15580 is very good, but not always, because there's interference from another strong station coming from the other direction, KTBN Salt Lake on 15590. Another VOA English transmission to Africa from Greenville, which should also serve much of North America well, is at 18 to 20 on 11975. The hour in between at 20 to 21 is not on a U.S. transmitter. 11975 switches to São Tomé. You might hear it also on 13710 via Botswana. The 2000 hour carries African beat on weekdays and two different editions of Music Time in Africa on weekends. Furthermore, I ran across at 1444 to 1506 UT on 15480, a very strong signal. This was apparently a test by VOA Greenville, just playing some VOA production music with no announcements. This was on a Tuesday. You might check that frequency at that time. On some other days or some other Tuesdays, you might hear it as well. 15480 is not otherwise on any schedules for VOA broadcasts. Speaking of which, Greenville is also relaying the BBC World Service at 21 to 22 UT, both this season and last, on 11675. However, I've found that it usually starts a couple of minutes late, and on some occasions, such as October 29th, it was totally missing, making us wonder if it had been canceled, but then it came back. If you want to hear BBC World Service in North America, your other opportunities via transmitters in the Western Hemisphere, WHRI at 11 to 12 on 5875, 12 to 13 on 9660, 21 to 23 on 9525, via French Guiana, 11 to 13 on 9750, 22 to 23 on 5975. Radio UNAM, XEYU in Mexico City had been off the air for 2 or 3 weeks. This happens all too frequently, but they returned on October 31st. I found them with a better signal than ever. In the middle of the night at 0642 UT, there was no heterodyne at the moment, but they were still off frequency around 9599.3. This, unfortunately, was not during classical music, but during a discussion about the arts. I also heard them a bit later that morning when they were during their news hour relaying Radio France, as a matter of fact, at 1341. Julian Santiago in the Federal District agrees that they had corrected some problems, and after almost 3 weeks were again on the air with a good signal there in Mexico City. Last July, Julian Santiago was also noting an improved signal from a student university station in Texcoco, not far from the capital, XEUACH, on 1610. However, it's been very rarely reported in the U.S., but the last few nights, it's been a subject of some excitement among Texas members of the ABDX group. Harry Helms was first hearing it. It's not on the air very much, apparently signing off mid-evening, maybe 0200 varying to 0300 UT. And as far as we know, according to their schedule, it's not on the air in the mornings at all. Listen for the ID Radio Chapingo, which they appear to use instead of the call letters. It's risky to quote a tentative schedule. It turned out that Radio Portugal frequencies I mentioned last week were not all correct. The final schedule for the B07 season, via Carlos Gonçalves, shows them using 11620 instead of 15540 between 19 and 21, or as late as 24 UT. I realized that was the case when I ran across this big signal from Portugal and what I thought was an unlisted frequency. And as Dan Malloy in New England points out in the Ontario DX Association, 11620 is already occupied by All India Radio. In fact, it's one of their best frequencies for reception in North America. That is, it used to be. The General Overseas Service is on 11620 during several transmissions, but now it's blocked, as far as we're concerned, whenever Lisbon is on 11620. During the week of confusion, from October 28th to November 3rd, Central North Americans could hear Radio Netherlands morning broadcast at 7 a.m., 1200 UT, since they moved it a UT hour later. But when we go back on standard time, it goes back to 6 a.m., which is much less convenient for those of us who sleep a bit later. There is, however, an alternative if you'd like to listen to Radio Netherlands in the mornings in North America, reception not quite as good but still possible, from the Asian service via Madagascar. There are two English hours from 14 to 16 UT, and the B season frequencies are 12080, which I've heard pretty well, parallel to 15595. Madagascar is the most distant major shortwave broadcaster from most of the U.S. That doesn't mean it's hard to hear. In fact, with their power anyway, it makes it easier to hear. It's always difficult to get a new schedule from Radio France International promptly. Jean-Michel Aubier in France monitored the morning English broadcasts since the B season started. These are Monday through Friday only, for half an hour at 04, 7315 and 9805. At 05, 9805 and 11995. and at 06-7315, 11995, and 13680. Hunting through some schedules, I found the rest, although this may not be all of them, at 07-7:30, 11725, at 12-12:30, 21620, and at 16-17, 11615. All of these, I think, are via France now, but there's one more frequency at 16 relayed from South Africa, 15160. Meanwhile, RFI has canceled two of its daytime broadcasts in Spanish to the Americas via French Guiana at 16 and 18 UT. Nothing more on 17630, although they're still doing it at 2100. And at 0100 on 5995, also supposed to be on 9800, but Roger Chambers in New York says he was not hearing the higher frequency. 5995, anyway, comes in quite well. As a matter of fact, did you know that RFI broadcasts in Spanish on this frequency to the United States? That's an official target area, even though they wouldn't dream of broadcasting to us in English. Kai Ludwig and Wolfgang Büschel point out that Polish Radio External Service is being relayed from French Guiana in Polish at 20:30 to 21 back toward Europe on 9640 and 11940, and at 22 to 23 on 9660. Most of their other broadcasts are via Germany, including English at 13 on 9450, which Roger Chambers in New York observes is coming in much better than it did on 9525, although reception deteriorated by the end of the hour. Wolfgang Büschel has been visiting Spain. He notes that Belarus is heard with news in English on 6090 at 2100. Kai Ludwig says they've moved the 250-kilowatt transmitter from the 7 megahertz band now to 6090, but it's not a good idea since it's right next to DRM from Luxembourg on 6095. I've noted good reception from Voice of Russia, English to North America, between 03 and 05 on new 6155, which actually is another relay from Germany. This service is also on 6240 between 02 and 04. Kai Ludwig is not certain whether the site is in Russia or maybe in Ukraine. In France, it puts in an excellent signal, but not so good here in North America. That's Jean-Michel Aubier noting the signal in France. I also found good signal from the BBC World Service between 03 and 04 UT on 6145. Naturally, that's not intended for North America. It is, however, from Ascension, aimed east-southeast. Once again this winter, Voice of Croatia has invaded the 40-meter ham band for its North American service, with the complicity of the German transmitting organization, 7285, between 23 and 06 UT, mostly in Croatian, but with some English and Spanish segments. And once again, they're using three different transmitters at overlapping times. Between 02 and 04, they're on two transmitters from Vechtochtel and one from Nauen. Yes, they do seem to be well synchronized. Oh, the Voice of Croatia pretends all of these are broadcast to Iceland or Australia, thus it's okay to use the 40-meter ham band. Although it's only 50 kilohertz wide, the 75-meter broadcast band in Europe has some interesting new developments. Anker Petersen in Denmark found the domestic service of Voice of Croatia on 3984.83 before and after 0300 UT. This was actually before the B season began on October 26th. Kai Ludwig in Germany says it's a rather weak signal. Sounds like a 10-kilowatt transmitter, even though it's listed as 100 kilowatts, between 22 and 05, non-directional to Europe. Jose Miguel Romero found a new schedule from International Radio Serbia claiming they're broadcasting on 7240 between 14 and 22 UT in various European languages, including English at 14 and 1930 with 250 kilowatts non-directional. Well, we are afraid this is imaginary, at least so far. No one in Europe has been able to hear it. Maybe they're still on their other frequency, 6100, but that's also inaudible due to DRM and other interference. Wolfgang Büschel says China is using it during very long hours. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1380. Check our website for much more info, worldofradio.org. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Andy Reid in Ontario, who sent a donation via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Remember that from November 4th, all our broadcast times on U.S. shortwave stations are one UT hour later. And here are some of them. On WBCQ, UT Fridays at midnight 30 on 7415, and Mondays at 0515 on 7415. Some weeks also heard Mondays at 0400 on 9330. On WWCR, Fridays at 2130 on 15825. Saturdays at 1730 on 12160. Sundays at 0330 on 5070. And at 0730 on 3215. On KAIJ, Thursdays at 1700 on 9480. And Fridays at 1200 UT on 5755. Also, a number of times on WRMI, we're waiting to confirm their new schedule. VOA threw a monkey wrench into the works by using 6110 temporarily for a sesquimonth in the Spanish service to Cuba, meaning that it was jammed. Cubans are slow to catch on when the frequencies change, so this meant that Radio Tirana Albania was getting jammed when it started using the frequency in Albanian between midnight 30 and 0130. Also scheduled for English at 0130 to 145, and after the jamming is over at 0330 to 04. English broadcast daily except UT Mondays. Well, I heard it quite well at 0330. The other evening English broadcasts are on 7425 at 0245 and 0430, a different time we hope will be helpful to listeners further west if they can hear it. The daytime broadcasts in English to North America from Radio Tirana have also changed time and frequency at 1530 on 13640 and at 2100 on 9915. The first few days, not very good reception here. I hope it's better further east, and I'm sure Radio Tirana would be interested in your reception reports. Of course, these also serve Europe, and Eric Kuyen, Denmark, says reception is excellent on 13640 and fair on 9915, but at that time, 2100, there's another frequency in English for Europe, 7430. Jean-Michel Aubier in France says the Radiophilia service from Greece is back on its winter frequency, 12105, although it started a day late, including English at 07 and French at 08. Jose Miguel Romero also heard Spanish at 09. During the 22 UT hour, there are two frequencies from Greece in use, close to each other, 7475, the Voice of Greece, and 7450, with different programming, the Macedonian station. Although both are transmitted from Avalis, and I actually get better reception on the Macedonian service, since it's aimed toward North America. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania and I have found the Voice of Africa from Libya has changed frequency again to 17725 for English at 14-16, also audible some days on parallel 21695. You can recognize it instantly, even if you can't understand what's being said, because both frequencies have the same big hum. Here's the full B07 schedule for Voice of Africa from two 500 kilowatt transmitters at the Sabrata site in Libya. 12 to 16 on 21695, 16 to 17, 15660, 17 to 20, 11965. And 12 to 17 on 17725, 17 to 19, 15215, and 19 to 20, 11860. Although certainly not intended for us, night owls in North America were enjoying overhearing to surrogate broadcasts to West Africa via Ascension. 07 to 08 UT on 9525, you may recall last summer, they were partly in English, Star Radio for Liberia, and then Cotton Tree News for Sierra Leone. However, I think it was in August, they suddenly changed frequency and transmitter site to 13760 via UK, which essentially inaudibilized them here in North America, to the dismay of Ron Howard and others. But now, Brian Alexander discovered they've gone back to Ascension 9525, and we can hear them again. But there's still a problem. Ron Howard notes that Voice of Indonesia has been opening its carrier as early as 0713, and it's off frequency, causing a heterodyne from 9526. Jerry Jackson of SW Radio Africa, the surrogate service for Zimbabwe, tells me they're no longer on 11810 or 12035, but instead replaced by a single frequency, 7125. That's 17 to 19 UT. We believe the transmitter site is in the UK. They continue from closer to Zimbabwe on 4880. Jim Ducharme in Puerto Rico also heard them announcing the new 7125. The other service for Zimbabwe, Voice of the People, has also changed frequency. According to the Radio Netherlands schedule, at 04 to 05, it's now on 11610. That replaces 9765, where Brian Alexander heard them for the last night of the season, October 27th at 0400. Yet another surrogate service is Radio Okapi, in French and vernaculars, for the Congo DR. They have a new frequency for the morning broadcast at 04 to 06 via South Africa, and I heard it well, 9635. Jari Savolainen in Finland notes that Uganda's been missing from both its remaining shortwave frequencies, 4976 and 5026, as of October 31st. Perhaps Chinese engineers are working on upgrading the site. Now, following up our lead story last week about the new Meraya FM on shortwave for Sudan on 9825. The scheduled time, 15 to 18 UT, proved to be incorrect, although that's what they planned. They've actually been on the air between 13 and 16 UT, as Noel Green in England quickly discovered, finding them already going at 13:15 on October 25th, the first day. And Wolfgang Büschel also had them by 13:30. Quite a strong signal in Europe, making it seem unlikely it's coming from somewhere in Africa or the Middle East, although it is brokered by IRRS in Milan. We think Bulgaria when we hear of that, but Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria denies that the transmitter site is in his country. Noel Green also says it's not in the UK either. I've tried several times to hear it, but only traces of a signal here in central North America. And as long as they're on at the earlier hour, they're blocked by VOA Chinese from Philippines at 14 to 15. Perhaps by now they would have switched to the intended time of 15 to 18 UT. Via BCDX, a new schedule from Radio Kairos shows several frequencies above 6200 kilohertz. That's in what's supposed to be a coastal or maritime band. 6225, 6250, 6270, and 6290, adding up to almost 28 hours per day of transmissions. 6250 is the new frequency for the service in European languages from 15 until 2245 English during the last sesquihour. The English sesquihours to North America remain at 2300 on 9465 and 0200 on 7270. I believe I already gave the new English schedule from Israel, but another version of it has come from Moshe Oren of Bezek, who says this might be the last schedule for Israel. IBA has asked us to close down the service December 31st. If there's no change, shortwave will be closed. Well, this is the latest of many threatened closures, so let's hope it doesn't happen, but it certainly could. The Kurdish clandestine Voice of Mesopotamia via Moldova is now scheduled on 11530 for 10 hours, starting at 0500 UT, but as usually happens, many of those hours collide with WYFR at 05 to 08 and 12 to 14. At 1500, Voice of Mesopotamia switches to 7540, a new frequency, which Aker Petersen in Denmark says is very strong, also heard by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain. And that runs until 2100. Or actually another hour, apparently. Robin L. Harwood in Tasmania says it was extremely loud until sign-off at 2157. Radio Sol, the U.S. PSYOP station for Afghanistan, which plays exactly the same music every day, is back on its winter frequency, 15265 via the U.K., instead of 17700. But it's only from 12 until 15 UT. IBC Tamil for Sri Lanka has also changed frequency via Germany at midnight to 01 UT, 6175, replacing 7115, according to DTK via Wolfgang Büschel. Radio Thailand relays via Greenville and Delano are both gone, replaced by transmissions direct from Udorn in Thailand, midnight 30 to 02 to Eastern North America on 12095, and 02 to 0330 to Western North America on 15275, both starting with a half hour in English. I've not been able to hear them yet in Oklahoma, but one or both are confirmed by Steve Wood in Massachusetts, Joe Hannon in New Jersey, Ron Howard in California, and Alan Davies in Indonesia. Jerry Bishop in the Florida Panhandle has been looking for PMA Micronesia on 4755, but he said it was missing during an entire week ending October 28th. I've not been able to hear it either. It had been on 4755 and a quarter. However, there was a report from Sweden in SW Bulletin by Ola Björström. He heard it on 4753.3 around October 15th and 17th. I was all set to give the new schedule for Radio New Zealand International, but they keep changing it without changing the effective dates on their website, so you have to keep a very close eye on it, and there are often some contradictions, overlapping transmissions, for instance. What I said before about their highest and lowest frequency still seems to be correct, but I'm not going to risk giving any details. Martin Ahall in northern Scotland pulls in some amazing medium wave DX, as reported in the medium wave circle, but even he was wowed by hearing News Talk ZB on 1080 from Auckland, New Zealand, coming directly over the North Pole. It was October 24th at 10.04 UT, and helping to identify the recording was Andrew Braid. There was some amazing shortwave propagation on Thursday, October 25th in the afternoon. I was hearing freebanders on 11 meters from Latin America, and hams on 10 meters from as far away as Argentina, Brazil, and the Galapagos Islands. A sporadic e-opening was part of this, and later in the evening, Mark Schiefelbein in Missouri was hearing the World Series on KOA Denver, not on 850, but on their low-power relay 25950. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 30th, ANK indices 5 and 2 until November 13th, then peaking at 15 and 4 on the 16th, 20 and 5 on the 22nd. Solar flux peaking at 68, November 5th to 9th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1380.